A2A Spotlight. I'm Jeff Bell with another story of turning adversity into advocacy.
Mental illness affects all walks of life.
Brian Cuban knows that firsthand as he explains in this message on behalf of the National Alliance on Mental Illness.
I've had my own struggles with eating disorders, depression, and addiction.
Cuban's struggles began as a child when he was bullied over his weight and grew increasingly troubled by his own reflection.
I began just to see this unloved, unaccepted kind of monster, and it was the beginnings of what is known as body dysmorphic disorder.
The problem only got worse when Cuban went off to college and started slipping into anorexic behavior.
I began restricting my caloric intake and the weight came off.
But, says Cuban, that wasn't enough. He began binging and purging and compulsively exercising. His troubles only grew in the following decades as he became both an alcoholic and a drug addict. Then finally, he hit rock bottom.
After a two-day drug and alcohol-induced blackout, which resulted in my second trip to a psychiatric facility, I realized that I was probably not going to make it if I did not do something.
So he got help, turned around his life, and decided to share his story in a memoir titled Shattered Image. Soon he was hearing from readers with comments like these.
I felt so alone till I heard your story. Now I will get treatment.
Brian Cuban, by the way, is the younger brother of Dallas Mavericks owner Mark Cuban. And while Brian has carved out a life for himself as a lawyer and advocate, he says,
if the knowledge of the last name is going to get someone to listen to my message, I see that as a positive.
To learn more about how Brian Cuban is turning adversity into advocacy, visit A2A Spotlight.org. For the nonprofit A2A Alliance, I'm Jeff Bell.